share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. When our eyes are blurred by all the bleakness around us, it's hard to give the benefit of the doubt to another. Especially when an influencer publicly lends a helping hand, it's often looked upon as seeking publicity despite the pure intention set. Speaking of, a local influencer, Uncle Kentang, was recently criticized for selling a secondhand car to a woman for only RM1. Netizens highlighted that the woman was carrying a branded handbag and an expensive smartphone. A few netizens even claimed that she might not be deserving of such a deed. Hold up, there must be a mistake. Four of the children are studying, which means the other five could work to support the family. Also, the mother is capable of finding new jobs for herself, so many single parents have survived this way. Is this the only solution due to excessive donations provided? There is already a government service called Zakat that helps Bumiputera. Uncle Kentang has clarified the statements himself by stating, "The woman is a single mother who has to support 9 kids of her children. Four of them are still studying. Her husband has passed away and we offered to cover the funeral expenses. Most of her things are donated by others and the branded bag is fake. It's from a night market. Other than that, the family lives in a PPR flat, and she can't afford branded phones." Quote, Uncle Kentang further states that the woman initially had a depleted Proton Saga to transport her kids to school and to run errands for her small business that supports the family. The car then broke down. The woman desperately needed a mode of transport suitable for a big family, which is why Uncle Kentang decided to give her an Avanza for RM1. A little backstory. The original owner of the Avanza had initially bought it for over RM18K and sold it to Uncle Kentang for only RM1. The owner emphasized that if the car was to be given to someone, it should be sold for RM1 too. This is not the first time. There are kind-hearted supports of ours who have been following us for many years and who have given us cars or motorcycles at the cost of a dollar or even free of charge, said Uncle Kentang. Uncle Kentang just wishes to do the same in return, specifically those who need help the most. How have you helped those in need? Share your stories in the comment section. Also read, Uncle Kentang goes back to work on his bidet and keeps his promise by offering RM1 ambulance service. Source: Uncle Kentang Journal, Facebook. 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 Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.